Next guest, he won this year, our tournament, went to the World Series of Poker. Curtis Krause joins. Curtis, how are you?
I'm good, Gregor. How are you?
Good. Now, I know you've been playing a lot of poker, practicing for this. How different is it when you step into the main event and you see all the the top end pro guys that you're playing against?
It's actually more the structure that you can't prepare for. The tournament plays so deep that you can't prepare for an 8-day tournament. There's just nothing that compares to it. It is nothing like it. I mean, and the actual players. I didn't realize how bad my day one table was until I got to my day two table. And my day two table was like, the one guy ate my soul for lunch. They were good. I was sitting with the all time Albanian money leader. And six guys on my table had World Series caches, under their belt. So I got a pretty tough draw on day two.
Now, when you say he ate your soul for lunch, in what fashion? Like what are the, when you go up against guys who are more experienced, what do they do better?
I couldn't catch them when I had a hand, and I couldn't. There's one hand against the Albanian guy where I thought I played it like I had a set. I mean, I was bluffing, but I thought I played it masterfully. He just came back with a top me, and like I was a little kid, and it was like that scene in Rounders where Johnny Chang comes over the top at Matt Damon, but I folded instead of pushing back.
So, what do you feel you learned the most from this?
Oh, I was, I played too tentative with hands like pocket jacks, and then I didn't play enough for value, and I got big hands because I was card dead for the first half of day one, and then the second half I kind of started. I got aces a couple times, and I got kings, and I got queens, but I was just so anxious to make it to day two and just take my chips down when I could. I really was almost too aggressive with those big hands, and I wasn't aggressive enough with other ones. I played too timid, to be honest with you. And I didn't get into any hands where I had the best and someone had second best, to be honest with you. So it was tough.
So now you mentioned how when you had aces and kings, you played too aggressive. So you would raise too much and guys would sense that you had a good hand and just fold.
Yeah. Exactly. And I was just so obvious because I played so few hands that, I was just so excited to get kings and queens that I'd bet like four times their bet, and they're just like, well, I'm obviously folding because I don't have a hand like you have. So it was tough. I was too timid with some hands, and I was just way too aggressive with others.
Now you mentioned how it's a long tournament, and the first day you're playing it's 12 hours, or how many hours is the first day?
Yeah, well, we bagged up after like hour 13, so yeah, it was a long day.
Had you ever played that long in a day before?
No.
So, I know some guys, they talk about you do mental training, even physical training. Like, are you doing jumping jacks in between? Like, what do you do just to try to stay focused? Because when you get tired, then your brain's not as sharp. So suddenly, maybe you're not raising when you should be, or you're not folding when you should be.
Yeah, I actually just leading up to it, I tried to walk when I golfed, and I just tried to hit the gym a couple times, and I just tried to exercise a little more so my body was ready. Mentally and physically, I actually felt fine, to be honest with you. I walked around, I stretched, threw a couple jumping jacks, and did some. The day before day two, Brody came down and he hung out for a couple of days, and he's like, "What are you doing? Like, you're doing calisthenics before you go play cards?" Because I was doing some like deep knee bends and stuff like that just to kind of get loose. But yeah, no, it was fun.
So, do you think you would be less intimidated if you went back?
100%.
Do you plan on going back?
Oh, I right now I do. I mean, it was such an experience. That tournament was amazing. Like, it really was. It was an amazing tournament. The experience was unreal. In the 20 hours I played, or 22 hours I played, I did not see one exposed card by a dealer, not one missed deal, not one mistake by a dealer. Like, it was such top-notch poker.
Curtis Krause joins us. He was our winner of our fourth annual Gregor World Series of Poker event. We had it at the River Cree, and he beat 100 players and earns his way to Vegas. That tournament, just the level of play, obviously, you get guys who are more serious, and you talk about it, the all-time leading Armenian. And, you look at it now, they're down to 27 players left. And Negrano is currently sitting in 11th place. And, you know, the 24th has 1.8 million in chips, and first place has 14.35. Did you stick around and just watch kind of as the tournament goes down? Because I know Negrano actually took out Hellmuth heads up, I think, on day four in this event. And when you start to see those guys, can you learn just from watching, or do you learn more from actually playing?
I actually followed I followed both those guys on Twitter, and Hellmuth actually posted some of his hands, and I almost learned by listening, and I actually read I actually bought a book by Negrano leading up to the tournament where he talked about what's called small ball poker, where you're just trying to keep the pot smaller so you're not ever overexposing yourself. So it was kind of a combination. I mean, I didn't really. It's tough to watch, right? Because you don't know what their cards are. So it's kind of tough to. I mean, and they're just folding, right? Like they're just folding and folding and folding and folding.
Yeah, they have a lot. You have to have patience in this tournament, don't you?
Yeah, a ton. I mean, the most learning I did was a friend of mine via text message introduced me to a guy named Faraz Jacka, and she introduced me via text, and she's like, "Hey, you guys are both going down there. Why don't you guys meet up?" And I'm like, "Oh, neat." Like another guy that obviously just a random friend. I look him up. He's a 2010 World Poker Tour Player of the Year. Has over 4 million in career caches. And we hung out and had coffee, and it was a ton of learning experience. Cause I just to like pick an actual pro's brain for like 20 minutes was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I would think so. That would be a great experience overall. Well, Curtis, happy you enjoyed it. And you finish in the top. We looked at a top 28%, so nothing to be ashamed with. And hopefully when you get back again, you can improve.
Sounds good. Thanks for everything, Gregor.